Let's bring in the man from the frozen tundra, Mike Ozzie. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So how much snow did you get?
I don't know. A lot. Can't tell because of all the drifts. I would say about 15 inches.
All right. Well, you beat us by about 3 or 4. We ended up getting about a foot here.
Because there was not a stitch of snow on the roof of my car, but in front of it was a 4-foot drift.
Yeah, it's blowing around pretty good here, as a matter of fact. Yeah. When I walked out this morning, it was...
It's a mess.
It was a mess, but it also sounded like a freight train. The wind is just roaring through the hills.
Got a ton of snow on the roof that's hanging on the edge, so that's going to fall off, and I guess I'm going to have to shovel that again. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, so now we're into the let's get this out of the way, because I'm not even sure who's playing who, but we need the NFL picks for this weekend.
Oh, I know you know. You've been scouring over for hours.
I just don't know. I know who's in the. I don't know who's playing who. So what's so there's two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday, right?
Correct.
Okay, who's playing Saturday?
Tennessee's at Kansas City at 4 o'clock, and Atlanta's at L.A., the Rams. I know there's 9 teams playing in Los Angeles now. So the Falcons play the Rams at 8:15.
All right. I'm going to take Kansas City and the Rams on Saturday.
I'm the same way. I was debating whether to take the Falcons or not, but their defense is shoddy, and the Rams' offense is pretty good. I know that they were in the Super Bowl last year, and it's the first time the Rams are making a playoff since Herbert Hoover was president, but I still think the Rams are going to beat the Falcons.
Their defense gets tired in the second half against good offensive teams.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Agree.
Happens all the time. All right, and who's playing on Sunday?
On Sunday is Buffalo at Jacksonville and Carolina at New Orleans.
All right. So I'm going to take Buffalo.
Wow.
And I'm going to take New Orleans.
Well, we're different on the Buffalo game. I'm taking Jacksonville. Their defense is one of the best in the league. Buffalo was lucky to get in. And Carolina against New Orleans, I hope New Orleans beats them by 50. I'm taking New Orleans.
All right, I take that. I just think that I don't know. I just think that it's right for Buffalo this time in this one particular game.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just
name one player that plays for Buffalo.
Tyrod Taylor, or his name is.
Is he?
That's his name, isn't it?
I guess the quarterback. Yeah.
I don't know. I just. It's
the
hard
first for,
it's,
times Buffalo's made the playoffs in a long, almost as long as the Rams.
It's hard
I can't
for me
take
to
Buffalo. They got lucky in that.
It's
game.
It's hard for me to root for Cam Newton or vote for Cam Newton.
Oh well, he don't play for Buffalo. He plays for Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, we're off the Buffalo game already. Oh yeah, Fig Newton. I can't say on the radio what happens to him. I just can't stand the guy. He's the biggest front runner ever, and he's a. Absolute horrendous role model for kids. If the Saints come out and go up 10 points early in this game, Carolina's done. Fig Newton will fold up and go home.
And I think the quarterback for Carolina, who is that?
Cam Newton.
No, for Jacksonville I'm talking about now. Jacksonville.
Oh, that's their weak spot.
Yeah, that's
their weak spot, yeah. the Jacksonville quarterback. Boyles or Broyles or something like that. Bortles,
yeah.
Bortles, ain't it?
Yeah. So, and that's
their weak spot.
And that's
their defense very good.
And that's who Buffalo's playing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why I picked Buffalo.
Well, that's Jacksonville's quarterback for now. September's name will be Eli Manning.
No, it won't be.
Oh, yes, it will.
Mm-mm.
You
Listen,
watch.
All right, pizza bet, double or nothing.
All right.
You owe me a pizza. This is a double or nothing.
Eli Manning is going to leave the Giants.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say that. I said he wasn't going to be quarterback for the team.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's going anywhere, that's where he's going.
Well, so you want a double or nothing the pizza bet?
Why not?
I'll tell you what. It'll be a grinder, not another pizza.
What's
I don't,
a grinder?
Sub. You know, they must make sub at this pizzeria.
Grinder?
Right? That's what they call them up here in Connecticut, grinders.
What, do you live in a tree?
That's right, basically.
Grinder.
So we'll make it a submarine sandwich.
Nope, you get a Jersey Mike sub. How's that?
Okay, all right. So this, so
that's
I've
better than anything you're going to get up there.
No, there's a place in. If you ever come up here, there's a place in Torrington, Carbones.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you, it's the best sandwich in the world, the best sub in the world, best sub in the world, and it's Jersey Mike's well before Jersey Mike's. They've been around for like 35, 40 years.
Well, I could take you to a little deli that'll put anything to shame, but Jersey Mike's is a commercial place.
Yeah,
but
then they're good.
I got a little deli down here that'll knock your socks off.
So we'll do a Jersey Mike's on top of the pizza. Okay.
A Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. How's that?
All right. That sounds good.
All right.
Where else do you want to go in sports now?
We'll go to hockey from last night. The Devils are in the midst of a four-game losing streak, and they are not playing well. Last night they played Dallas in Dallas. The score was 4-3, but the Devils got two very lucky goals, one off of a skate and another one off of a player, or else they would have got lambasted last night. They're not playing well. They're playing hard, but they're not putting any pucks in the net. They have to right the ship now, or else it could be a quick sinking. Four games in a row and fading fast, and the same thing with the Islanders. They got beat by the Flyers yesterday, who's one of the worst teams in the league, in my opinion, 6-4. And the only good thing about that is that over the course of the weekend, on Sunday, the Islanders play the Rangers. So one of them's going to break their streak at that point. Tonight, the Islanders are back on the ice against the Penguins at Brooklyn. So that's going to be a little bit of a tough one for them, too. Although Pittsburgh's not playing well, it's still Pittsburgh. And the Rangers play Saturday at Arizona, who is the worst team in the league. So the Rangers should get back on a winning streak after losing to Chicago the other night, coming up against Arizona. So some good hockey games this weekend, and I don't think there's any outdoor games this weekend, but I'm sure there's more en route.
If they're outdoors this weekend, God bless whoever's going to go watch them.
Well, it can't be much worse than it was last weekend at Citi Field, that's for sure.
No, it can't.
Right. How come people all of a sudden are saying there's trouble in the Patriot camp? I don't see it. I guess they got to try to take these guys' eyes off the prize somehow and make up some fake story. I mean, the Patriots practiced in the snow yesterday. That's why they're the Patriots. That's why they win championships. Because guess what? Where are the Patriots playing their two games before they play the Super Bowl? In New England. Guess what could happen in New England over the next 2 weeks when they play? Snow and cold.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they practice in it?
Yeah.
All the other teams are practicing in their nice warm bubbles, and then they're going to go to New England and freeze their earlobes off. Well, guess what? New England will be used to the cold. They won't. The other teams will go home, and Pittsburgh will go on. New England will go on to the Super Bowl like we expect. That's the difference between the Patriots and the other teams. That's why they win and the other teams lose.
All right, so now we'll wrap up the sports with two comments I got from...
I got horse racing to do.
Okay, go on to the horse racing.
Well, at Gulfstream, it's 50 yesterday. It'll probably be 70 by tomorrow. Got three races for you. The fifth race tomorrow is an overnight stake for... it's for three-year-old fillies. I'm going 6 furlongs, field of 8. One horse I've been waiting to come back for about a month, the 2 horse. Others will follow. This horse got left at Calder on her debut and wound up drawing off and winning by double digits. This horse has 3 good works coming into this race. I'm praying I get 3-1 on this horse. I really like this horse a lot in the 5th race, the 2 horse. Others will follow. And that's what everybody else in this race is going to do, follow this horse. 2 horses I'm going to use in the exacta. One is the 6 horse Act Now, coming off a nice win at Parks, going down the Palm Meadows with a couple of works at 10-1, very usable horse. And the other horse I'm going to use in here is the 7, Jimmy Jerkins horse, who had a big win at Aqueduct, albeit in the slop. So the 2 others will follow with the 6 and the 7, rounding out exactas and tries. The 7th race is the Kitten's Joy, $100,000 race going 7.5 furlongs. Top pick in here is going to be Fast Boat, the 5 horse, coming off a 4-length win at Gulfstream. 2 horses I'm going to use with this horse. One is the 7 horse, Speed Fiasco, and this horse is 2 for 2 on the turf, disqualified once, but 2 times that the horse came out of the gate, finished first on the turf, so that's a must-use for me. And one horse I'm going to use in here is Naughty Boy, the four horse. This trainer, Jill Curtinance, I caught her on a $170 winner on opening weekend, and she's throwing out winners pretty regularly at very good prices. Naughty Boy's 30-1 morning line, a must-use for me in this race. So the 5 Fast Boat with the 4 Naughty Boy and the 7 Speed Franco in the 7th race at Gulfstream. The 9th race is another race just like that one. It's $100,000, 7.5 furlongs on the turf, the Ginger Brew. This one's for 3-year-old fillies. A very, very good race. 10 horses in it. Very, very good race. I think any one of 5 horses have a shot, but I can't do that. My top pick is going to be the 5, The Way I Am, trained by Graham Motion. This horse won nicely at Keeneland, first time in the country, then ran in a graded stakes race at Del Mar and fell apart late. I think Graham Motion is going to have this horse a lot tighter for this race tomorrow. 2 horses I'm going to use with this horse. One is the 3 horse Closer Still, trained by Mark Case, coming down from Woodbine last week. A lot of Woodbine horses ran huge all over the place, including Gulfstream, so why not again this weekend? The 6 horse Malibu Saint, coming out of the race The Way I Am, won at Keeneland. This horse ran second in that race, so they could run 1-2 again. So the 5 The Way I Am with the 3 Closer Still and the 6 Malibu Saint are my plays in the Ginger Brew in the 9th at Gulfstream tomorrow. Now you can say your 2 things.
All right, very quickly, because Pat Pagano is waiting. You said you were going to get in trouble for saying what you did yesterday, and right off the bat I heard from a couple of people.
About what?
I
get in trouble for a lot of things.
He said, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but women shouldn't comment on sports.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yesterday, one listener said, now I have got a great reason not to like Mike Kazi. And this morning, Jodel sends in, sounds like Kazi doesn't have the answers. Maybe he should consult a woman.
Don't have the answers for what?
I don't know, but
well, whoever right. that was, please tell Marshall what I don't have the answers for, because I will give you the answer.
Okay. Hey, Mike, have a great weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Stay warm, folks.
Take care. Mike Kazi with a check on sports. I'm getting in trouble here on Robin Hood Radio.